88.1 FM WFSK, you're listening to Real Gospel. My name is The X-Man. That's the new one from Martha Menenzi from the CD project Make It Loud. It's called Excellent, and it's an excellent day in the Music City. You are excellent listeners, everyone listening online at WFSK.org and at 88.1 FM WFSK. We have an excellent guest with us right now. And guess what? It's Martha Menenzi. Hey, good morning, Martha.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Martha, it's a pleasure to have you on Real Gospel, and it's a pleasure and an honor to have the opportunity to speak with such an anointed woman of God who has been laboring in the vineyard for such a long time. I just wanted to tell you this.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to talk to you today.
Amen. Amen. Now, where have you been for the past couple of years? What you been doing?
You know, I've just been traveling. We actually live in Central Florida in the Orlando area, my family and I. And I've just been really busy, and God's just opening some great doors and just singing and, you know, traveling.
We're singing and traveling. Now, speaking of singing, and we'll talk about the traveling in a second, this new CD project called Make It Loud, this is all you. Right?
Yes.
You wrote and God spoke to you, and there are very few other hands that had a hand on this project. So so talk about this project, and it's your baby. So talk about it and your inspiration and how God spoke to you on this.
Well, going into it, I really, really wanted to produce the album myself. And when I say produce, I mean stay within the driver's seat from beginning to end. And many times I've always been a part of the writing and arranging, but it's easy to say, okay, well, let me know when you're done. I want to hear it when it's finished. You know, but this album, I knew I kind of wanted to go back to my choir directing days and really work with the musicians and singers and stay with it. And really, the honest truth is, it was such a team effort. And God just really gave me wisdom and helped me surround myself with some really talented, gifted, anointed people and that worked alongside and you know, co-arranged and helped me produce this album. And I'm just, you know, when I look at the album as a whole, it was such a team effort. The writing, the arranging, all of those things. I'm just so honored that I got to, you know, really birth my vision. And that there was people around me that helped me carry that through. And it's exciting. It's just really exciting to think, wow, you know, this is what every song was what I originally intended and what I really originally wanted and stayed with it. And it is what it is. Make it loud.
It is. And I want to talk about that, especially you said vision, because you, when I heard the music and I heard your voice, I was like, oh, wow, this is so moving. And so, you know, in today's gospel, there are, and I hate to say it, but it is what it is. But we as Christians, sometimes we don't really give the homage and the praise and the respect to the Lord in our music the way we should. It's sort of borderline. Sometimes it crosses over and people don't know if it's really gospel or if it's really R&B or something else. But with this song and with this amount of praise, and then you're standing on the scripture Psalm 8:1, you make it very clear that, you know, we as Christians should be standing up and making a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. So talk about that as part of your vision.
I just, for me, I know, you know, I don't place judgment on anybody else, because I think music is a very creative expression and everyone has a different creative expression and flow. But for me, I love praise and worship music. That's what inspires me. That's what that just flows out of me naturally. That's part of my daily routine, is worship and praise. And so, you know, I love that. And I think it's really important that really we've got to be people of power. You know, I think the power is in our praise. The power is when we exalt God. I think there's a lot of creativity. I think we can inspire people through different styles of worship. But when you go back to just transforming power, that happens when we begin to invoke God's name and His power, His presence. And so I don't want to be a person that, you know, has a good voice but has no power. I want to be a powerful person, and I want to have power in my music. Not my power, but the presence of God, His power. And that happens when we declare who God is, and we declare that straight to Him. Songs about God to God, in my estimation and my experience, are the songs that really change an atmosphere and bring in you know, the atmosphere for God to dwell. And so that's what's important. And Excellent is a song, really, it's a jubilant, it's happy, it's hyperactive. It's, you know, it's just exciting, declaring the excellence of God.
You're right, and you spoke a mouthful there, because when I first heard your song, let me paint a picture for the listeners, because this is radio, and so I think you and I are pretty seasoned at what we do in the work of the Lord. But let me see if I can paint a picture for the listeners. Okay, I've come into service, or I'm riding in my car, and I've had an awful day, or maybe I haven't had an awful day. I'm just not feeling in a praise mood. I'm just sort of just ordinary, and then all of a sudden, the song by Martha Menendez comes on. Maybe, let's say, for instance, you're opening up for a service, or maybe you're riding in your car, or right now you're on the church van or bus, and then the song comes on, and you lift up the Lord, and you praise the Lord, and you saturate the atmosphere with so much praise that whatever was going on with me before, I'm overtaken by the power of the Lord, and now I can't help but praise Him and give Him homage and give Him thanks, and I go to another level. Am I describing that pretty accurate?
I believe that you are. That is definitely the goal, you know, for any album that I do, is that people just, it stops you in your tracks. At some point in the album, you will be arrested by the Holy Spirit and feel the presence of God, and it takes you to another place. It takes you from the flesh, where we are, into the Spirit, because the Bible says we worship Him in spirit and in truth. And in the flesh, we know some truth, but once we declare the truth of God, it transports us into a spirit realm. And that's what the overtaking is about, that when we just start declaring, not because of what we feel or looking at what we see, but in spite of that, we declare how excellent is your name in all the earth. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. Something happens and we're transported to another dimension. And I love when that happens. That's the best.
Amen. Amen. And to everyone listening who just may not know who you are, you've earned Grammy and Soul Train Award nominations and Dove and Stella Awards. So, I mean, you know what you're talking about. You've been around. So for everyone listening, pay attention, because she is preaching the gospel, whether you know it or not. Now, earlier you talked about your traveling. Now, you had an opportunity to be part of the Sisters in the Spirit tour in 2005 with Yolanda Adams and Kelly Price and Pastor Juanita Bynum and Risen and Sheila E. What was that like?
That was really an exciting experience. I had my husband and our children out with us. And it was interesting, because I think a lot of people that I was on the road with, we just had said, our kids are little, I'm not going without my kids. And within the second week of the tour, everybody went home and got their kids and brought them. So we started with my three, and we ended with about 20 kids on the road and had a blast. And, you know, every woman on that tour, it really just brought something special, something different. And Sheila E. and I became fast friends, and she is such a unique person. She loves God.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the women, you know, Yolanda Adams is still a very dear friend. She is just a sister. We really became sisters in the Spirit. And no drama to report. It was just a really great experience. People came, and it was really about the presence of God and encouraging women, and that's what it was.
Amen. Amen. So this CD project, which is currently available in stores, and quickly, where can they find your CD project?
You can find it. Actually, what's exciting right now is we have done an exclusive with Walmart, and they have a limited edition DVD plus, it's a CD plus DVD, and you get three of the songs from the live DVD. You can actually watch visually as you listen. Of that event, the night of the recording, Make It Loud, and that's only at Walmart. Or you can just get the CD from us. You can get it from MarthaMenendez.com. You can get it on iTunes, Amazon, and anywhere else music is sold. Your local bookstore, they should have it. But Walmart is probably the quickest place to get it.
Oh, <yeah. laughs> They've got everything. So indeed,
yes.
indeed. And so I guess just one or two more questions for you. When do you plan on coming back to Nashville? I do see you coming back for the for the Stellar Awards. There's no doubt that you'll be nominated yet again and that you will win in 2012. So I see it right now. There's just no way
you just speak those things. I'll just trust you on that one.
Amen. I know prophetic when I hear it, and I obey the word, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit when it's deposited into my spirit. So remember this interview. I'm recording now. So
okay.
So remember this interview. But
all right.
But aside from that, are you planning on coming to Nashville anytime soon?
I believe that we are. I don't know the exact time. We're on the road so much right now with this new album. But everything that you need to know about our itinerary, where we're going to be, mm-hmm. and how long we're going to be there, is on our website, Martha Munizzi, MUNIZZI.com. You can follow me on Twitter. Connect with me on Facebook. And we, every day, we're updating. We're letting you know. We stay very involved with our fan base through social networking sites. So make sure, I just put a call out, follow me on Twitter. I'm on there all the time, and I love to post things with my kids and all kinds of crazy stuff. So follow me there, or Facebook, and our MarthaMunizzi.com, and you'll find everything you need there.
Okay. I've got one last question. The Holy Spirit just deposited this into my spirit based upon some things that you already spoke. Can you speak to the people, the young ladies who are involved in music? Maybe they're ministers of music, maybe they're choir directors, maybe they're special assistants to the pastors, and they travel and they're in music. They sort of do what you do. And what advice can you give them as far as maybe they have a family, they have a husband and kids like you have? What advice can you give them as far as staying connected and true to what the Lord is asking them to do, but as well as trying to be true to their family and to their ministry and their kids?
I really, really want to encourage women today, and it's a great time to do that. I think that a lot of times for women, we have an idealistic, I guess, view of our future, and we can idealize, you know, the relationship with our husbands, with our families, and we put so much pressure on ourselves to constantly, you know, do it all, and we are gifted and able to multitask. But the Bible also says to be anxious for nothing, and I have to follow that every day. When I start feeling myself get anxious, when decisions arise, and I have to think, okay, my son's birthday falls on that day, but yet they're inviting me to come minister at this event, or, you know, all of these little issues that come up, and we have to just take a deep breath and not get, you know, put ourselves under so much stress and pressure, and really prioritize. Our kids are number one. Our husbands, our families is the priority that God has laid out for us. And so if we'll put in order what God commands us to put in order and keep it in His order, then the rest He has promised that He will take care of, and He'll give us wisdom to discern what to do. And I think so many times we feel like, well, this is my time and the doors are opening, but yet I've got little kids. God, it's amazing. I heard Pastor Donna McClurkin said to me one time, you know, it's okay to say no. Those doors will open again. If it's God, it will come back around. And I've just learned there's times I've had to just say, I can't leave. I've got to be home with my kids. Or I'll just say, we're all going together. And we homeschool. We've just kind of rode just the wave of this journey of what God's taken us on these last 10 years. And there's times we've had to just say, settle down. Let the kids go to school. We'll just change a little bit for a while. So it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to, you know, God sees, God knows, He's laying it out. Put your family first, put your husband first, and then the rest, God will, He'll put it together and give you wisdom.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. I know for a fact that so many people were blessed by the words that you just spoke. You just blessed me tremendously in so many ways. So once again, thank you so much, Martha Munizzi, for spending this time with us here on Real Gospel. And once again, where can they find the brand new CD project called Make It Loud? It is loud. It is excellent. It is all that. I highly recommend that you pick up this project because you will receive a blessing. Where can they find it?
Thank you so much for all of your encouragement. And you can go to Walmart right now and pick up the limited edition DVD and CD edition, or you can get it from iTunes, download it. You can get it from Martha Munizzi, MUNIZZI.com, and follow me on Twitter and Facebook, and anything you need, we can get it to you.
All right. Thanks, Martha.
Thank you so much. God bless.